Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Eamon, how are you?
I'm very good.
Okay, so why have you been spotted around Dublin travelling on all fours in the way that most animals do, but we as humans have decided to, you know, upright ourselves?
Yeah, we evolved a bit since then, you know. I'm probably going backwards here, but I started a challenge there. I saw a lot of those people that would do like one follower for 10 cents for betting, those sort of accounts, like that New Zealand guy.
Oh, I loved him. Yeah, I watched him all the time. So yeah.
I was thinking about it and I was like, what can I do? And like, this is something I used to do as a child that would always kind of creep people out because I was very fast at it. So I said I'd do 1 inch for every follower that I had. And it started off with just my normal follower account, which wasn't that high. It's a little over 3,000. So it was like 77 meters. And then that was last week, but the week just gone there now. I'm up at 302 meters, so it's grown rapidly.
Wow, it certainly has. Okay, so let's go back to the start here. So there is talk in the wellness community. I've definitely seen videos on this, that getting on all fours is a good, you know, way to move around because it moves your body in certain ways. And obviously, if anyone has ever worked out in a gym and you have a horrible trainer, he'll make you do a bear crawl. And that is effectively what you're doing, which is traveling on all fours and, God, it's exhausting. Is this something you were doing just as a, like, this will keep me fit and supple and flexible, or you just remember doing it as a kid?
I honest to God, I swear, the video I did last week, the very first one, was the first time I've probably done it in about 7 years. it's very taxing on the body, especially the longer distances. Like, I was nearly getting sick at the 302 meter one there on Monday, so... I'm going to need a lot of training, and I'm nearly 30 this year, so I'm going to have to get a lot of stretching going. I can really feel it in the hip flexors.
Oh, listen, if you're feeling that at nearly 30, what hope is there for the rest of us? So, okay, so this began, as you said, in a way to create some interesting content and gain some followers and all this kind of stuff. But tell me then about the Guinness World Records angle, because all of a sudden this takes on a pretty different angle when that comes into it.
Yeah, so I was doing a bit of research on it then just to see if I could actually go for the Guinness World Records. And I saw that for the speed record for 100 meters, there's a Japanese fella that I'm fairly sure he was raised by like dogs or monkeys or something. So his entire life was on all fours.
I'm fairly sure something animals.
Yeah, something with four legs. Anyway, and he can do it in just under 17 seconds, and
right,
that's on a track, and that's with his whole life training. And at the moment, I've clocked myself in at just over 19, and that's out in the sea front here. So
wow.
I'd say I'm not far off.
And is there currently a distance record, or will whatever you set be a Guinness World Record?
I actually Googled it there. Someone messaged me about it. There was a guy in New York who actually bear crawled the entire New York Marathon, but he just walked it. So I'm actually going for like a shorter distance, still a long enough one, but with speed.
Now, what happens if this goes viral, which, you know, on the back of talking to me on my show, it'll probably happen. But what happens if this goes viral and you end up having to do, I don't know, 20 kilometers or something? I mean, are you physically prepared for this, or are you going to back out of it?
I'm hoping that the climb towards a higher follower count and a further distance is going to be gradual, but I'm anticipating a few jolts in the system, so I'm going to prepare. I'm going to keep stretching. I'm going to keep working for it. I'm not going to let the people down, Dave.
Good, Eamon. I love it. And tell me, what's the reaction of people if and when they see you in Dublin on the seafront in Clontarf running on all fours? Are people freaked out? Are they standing and watching? Are they taking their children and locking them in cars saying, get away from the weird man?
You've pretty much nailed it on the head there. quite a sinister-looking achievement, if I may say so. It's people would, yeah, like I've done it, as I said, I've only done it twice, but both times I've had cars pull over and take their phones out and start taking videos. And like I've had people messaging on the things, I nearly crashed the car, I saw you doing this last week, I thought I was still on stuff from the weekend or something, I don't know. It's not the normalest thing, especially because the speed I go at is quite creepy.
Yeah, eye-catching. Yeah, and I mean, definitely creepy is the word, because I think there's plenty of horror movies where, you know, they're trying
definitely
to determine how the horrible creature should move, and on all fours is definitely one that freaks people out.
Planet of the Apes, the movie Glass with the Beast.
Yes.
A lot of the references going around there at the moment.
Okay. So listen, the most important thing, of course, is to make you work really hard. So give everyone your socials there so they can go and follow you on Instagram and therefore make your distance longer. What is it?
Yeah, it's Eamon John, Eamon John. I'm actually an artist as well. I do portraits, and funnily enough, the main ones I do at the moment are dog portraits. So outdoors is a big aspect of my life.
Oh, that's excellent. So, sorry, is that art, like art or photography or what?
Oh, no, I do paintings as
painting. Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, so, right.
Stuff like that.
So at Eamon John, go and follow Eamon. Add inches to his all four Guinness World Record, and fingers crossed you'll have it soon. Eamon, I'm fascinated by it. I don't think I'll join you because I'm way older than you are, but I'll gladly watch you from a distance.
Perfect.
All right, nice one, Eamon. Take care.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
See you, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
There goes Eamon John there, looking for your follower numbers so that he can up the distance he's going to crawl on all fours and get a Guinness World Record. But I don't know if everybody remembers this. Look, the rolling eyes of the people across the studio from me. Yes, Dave, we know you're a world record holder. Well, I was for a period. I don't know whether I still am. I held the Guinness World Record for the longest distance blowing a Malteser with a straw across a shopping centre floor.
Yeah.
I mean, that level of qualification all the way through, if you have to keep adding words to your world record,
the longer it goes on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was wondering this morning, right, is there a world record that you think you could get? And I don't necessarily mean, like, you know, like one you deserve, like, you know, that I'd work really hard and I'd, like Eamon's trying to do and get. I mean, is there one you just get for your general kind of everyday personality? Like, what about, or even people in your lives that you know? Like, for example, I mentioned my mate Shane there the other day. We were talking about tea. I reckon he would get the Guinness World Record for drinking the most amount of tea in a day. I don't know anybody who can consume as much tea as he does. He makes me look like an amateur. And I like tea. And he'll have the 3 a.m. tea as we're coming in after working on a guitar. Kettle goes on, even though I'm crawling into bed. Like, there's got to be people in your life. Maria, who would it be in your life that deserves a world record?
I think it would be my six-year-old for the ability to fight sleep.
You think he's better than anybody else?
Yeah, I think so.
Rian gets a world record for that. What about you, Eimear?
I think my other half would have an award or win a world record for the most amount of the toilet roll holder, you know, the little cardboardy things.
Those tubes, yeah.
Yeah, not put in the bin. Like, if we were to pile them all up, I'm sure it would be some sort of incredible pyramid that we could have. It would be one of those photographs in the Guinness Book of World Records that you look and go, wow, it's like apartment in the Dublin city centre filled.
They made the Louvre out of toilet
roll insert.
Michael says, world record for me, Dave. With procrastination. So much so that when it came to the world record, I'd tell them to come back tomorrow and we could do it then. So on, like Groundhog Day. You're not alone in that one. Sean has been on too.
I'd definitely get it for procrastinating over housework. That would probably only take me 5 minutes to do, but I might actually think about it for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks. Who knows?
Okay, well, Guinness World Record definitely going to you. Emily in Cork, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We've heard of Emily in Paris, now we've got Emily in Cork. Tell me, what would you get a Guinness World Record for?
Well, I think, to be honest, Meta or whoever else out there wants to should really release a reward for the longest voice note. Because I swear to God, I don't know how to not send a long voice note.
Now, how long are we talking, Emily?
I think the longest I've ever gotten to has been 38 minutes. Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to say like 4 minutes. 38 minutes.
Yeah, but doesn't it cut you off?
I see, the thing is, it depends on what app you use it in. I like prepared when I'm sending Instagram. I'm like, okay, get up to 47 seconds. I'm like, okay, I got to prepare to stop and start again. And then you just have like loads of just like blue lines.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're like, I always have to send like a sub message underneath being like, okay, I actually addressed your initial question, which is like in minute like 1.5 seconds. So if you need the answer straight away, go to that. But like, but here's the rest. But really, ideally, you should listen to the rest of the information.
Oh, that's so good. I mean, I know, Maria, you've been guilty of this. Don't you do this with one of your friends?
Yep, myself and Hazel.
Yeah.
And we're often on different timetables.
Okay.
So I'll be in the car and I'll send her like a
40-minute voice note.
Seriously, I thought you were like...
No.
That length of time.
Yeah, and she'll go, oh, but can't wait to listen to this.
That's a valid excuse, like.
Yeah.
That's a valid excuse of saying you're at different timetables. Yeah. I have no excuse. Somebody would be like, do you want a cup of tea? Or, you know, do you want to go to the beach? I'm like, well, here is my 16-minute
recap. Can I talk to the two of you for a second, right? Look, I present a radio show on my own with the name Dave Moran. And if I talk for 5 minutes, I'm looking at myself going, come on now. While I'm talking in my head, yep, going, I've been talking a long time now, Dave. It's time to get to a song. It's time to move on now. People's attention spans don't last this long. Let's go. Like, that's 5 minutes. If I get into my car and record a voice note for someone for more than a minute, I'm like joking, going, ha, ha, sure, just like a podcast episode. You guys, how can you do it with no interaction? Like, you're obviously telling stories, but you just have to move on from the story to the next thing.
Yeah, but I can't do the talking to the camera Instagram. I can't. It gives me such ick talking to myself, but I can do it on audio. You do that all the time, talking to yourself, talking to a picture of yourself.
The thing is here, I could just do it all. I could just talk no matter what. Like, there's no issue. I always say to my parents, I'm like, you know, I would actually love to do a radio show. I would love to do a radio show. But my biggest fear and anxiety when I think of me ever doing a radio show is literally being like, no, first episode, way too long. No, she can't. She cannot be on the radio like ever again.
Emily, you're lucky. Yeah. That's why the world invented podcasts. There's absolutely no rules, no durations. Like, there's a podcast called Those Conspiracy Guys, which is an Irish guy who puts it out. He has 8-hour episodes.
Yeah.
Like, feel free, Emily. I want Emily and Cork to start a podcast, and I think you should get a Guinness World Record for the longest ever podcast.
That's the plan. And I listen to yours. I only just started listening to your podcast there recently. And even yesterday I was listening to an episode and I was just like, how do they actually stop? I'm like, there's so much more to say about that topic. Yeah.
No, you're right. It's difficult because you self-impose these rules and regulations on yourself when you come to a podcast. But yeah, look, Emily, you're obviously a woman of fine taste. Day four in the mornings. 100%. Why would you tell me that in the evenings? Listen, you're doing all the right things.
Oh, literally. Next episode.
Okay, well, listen, Emily, I could talk to you all day, but frankly, we have to cut it off now. This is how you do it. This is us ending the conversation, okay? See ya. A total stranger, not from Cork, says, I would listen to Emily. I would too. I think Emily needs to get herself a podcast. Although Carrie says, Jason, those long voice notes kill me, Dave. They're painful. I prefer to read my texts. I know. And Grania says, Dave, myself and my friend thought we had long voice notes of up to 3 minutes. We always refer to them as podcasts if we go over two. Yeah. Grania, I know, but Maria is just telling me here as well. Like, she's 40 minutes on a voice note.
Sometimes we go, do you want to do a live event today? And that's just a phone call. Imagine, there are live
what happens if you
events?
Meet up like face to face?
Oh, it's hours.
The whole world would implode.
Yeah, you go to a cafe and they're like, "Am I still here?"
Sorry, guys, we closed 40 minutes ago. Right, let's go to Rachel in Dublin. Has got a big claim for a Guinness World Record. How are you, Rachel? You there? No, Rachel's gone. We'll try her again in a minute. We've got loads of voice notes in on 087-4100-102. What about you, Amanda?
Well, Dave, I'd actually win the world record for saying long story short, and I never, ever, ever have a short story. So, like, if the story starts, we'll say, you know, in the middle, I go all around the circle and eventually get back to the middle. So, no, long story short, it'll probably be on my headstone.
By the little sound of the beep in your car there, the little boo, it sounded like it was your fuel was low and you were getting a note for that. Damien says, my wife, Dave, would win the Guinness World Record for driving the most kilometres with the diesel light on consistently. Fair play to her.
It's a game.
I think we have Rachel back on the phone now. Rachel, how are you? No, you there? Hey! Are you there? No. Rachel wants a Guinness World Record
She's here.
For the least working phone in Ireland. Are you there?
Go on.
What would you get the world record for? For which?
For drinking tea.
Drinking tea? So yeah. I was saying that my friend Shane, who lives in Mayo, who builds custom guitars, absolute legend, that he drinks more tea than anyone I've ever met. And I drink a lot of tea, but he's Premier League and I'm at best League of Ireland. But you reckon you could beat him?
Well, I would be a world champion then.
So how many cups a day are we talking?
Well, we would definitely be reaching the 20 cup mark. But now, if we're hitting, you know, a bit of insomnia, we'd be hitting maybe
Rachel, is your phone in a cup of tea at the moment? It's really hard to make out what you're saying, and I really want to hear about your tea drinking. So what about in the middle of the night or late at night? Would you have a cup of tea then?
I would wake up about three times in the night, and I'd be looking for a cup of tea.
Oh my God.
Legend. That's unbelievable. And have you ever gotten up in the night, middle of the night, and wanted a cup of tea and gone down and made one?
Oh yeah, every night.
Wow.
How many boxes of tea do you go through every week?
160 boxes. I get about one of them a week.
That's incredible. Okay, actually, you know what? I'm going to have to put you and Shane into some kind of competition to see which one of you actually drinks the most tea. But that is very impressive, Rachel. You are the world champion, so we're giving you the Guinness World Record. Fair play to you. All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Can I give it
to you? Oh, you can if your phone works, yeah.
So, Liberties College are having their graduation here in City Centre tomorrow, so I want to give a shout-out to everybody graduating there.
Brilliant, your phone worked perfectly as well. You took it out of the teapot and we can all hear you. Fair play to you, Rachel. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Although Amy in Offaly says I would get one world record for the amount of half drinks left around the house.
Drives me mad.
Although I do think I will give my son, my teenage son, a Guinness World Record for the most amount of Revolut requests sent. And usually during the show, like in these 3 hours.
Meetings.
Yeah, meetings. Actually, from 8 until about 1, he's consistently just going, and has requested this amount of money. And like a little note, this is for a roll, this is for a drink, this is for a gone to get my hair cut. It's really like, you stop it! Just stop requesting money.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.